Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands,
remembering God's favor.
God's favor.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
remembering God's favor.
You know, it seems like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
Want you to hear what I'm saying?
But there's no time,
no,
like the present,
no time
to give love,
to give love,
and not hate.
Just give love.
And if we could just embrace.
Welcome to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat, the reality of the Creator. Thank you for joining us this morning, and thank you for your patience as we have been off the air for a few Sundays now. We are thankful to our Creator that we are blessed to be back on the air again and broadcasting to you. This Sunday with Imam Shahid Shabbat. As I said, we want to thank you for joining us. And I want to let you know that you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat, the reality of the Creator, as he brings to you a beautiful message this morning. As we apologize to you and pray that you will stay with us and enjoy the rest of the day. Now, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Yes, thank you, Sister Esla. First, I want to open up and thank you. First, I want to thank. Open up for a prayer first. That's always first. We give all praises to Allah, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, for waking us up again this morning after he had imposed upon us a state next to death. When we are asleep, we're next to death, people. And Allah says in his final revelations in the Quran, he say a lot of people, more a lot of people, he don't put his life-giving spirit back in them, and they died. Their body's dead. And he say he put his spirit in a lot of people, so that they may have more chance or not more chance to get their life right, to prepare for him for the day of judgment when they will be judged for all that they did in this world. So that is a prayer that we always need to pray. And with that prayer, I will go to the next prayer, Al-Fatiha. This is the opening of the Holy Quran, the final revelations of the Creator of the heavens and the earth, Allah, for all people. Whether all people read the Quran and follow their Creator or not, they're going to be judged by the Quran. So it would behoove you if you didn't read the Quran, because you're going to be judged by the Quran. Christian, Jew, doesn't matter who you call yourself, atheist, you're going to be judged by the final revelations of Allah in the Holy Quran. And that is a fact. So with that said, I'm going to say the Fatiha, Bismillah, the Rahman, the Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, the Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyak, Na'budu wa Iyak, Nasta'in, Idina, Surat al-Mustaqim, Surat al-Adin, Amta alayhim, Graha Maqdubi alayhim, wa Tu'alin, Ameen. Well, translated into the English language, excuse me. I said, well, for Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, the most gracious, the most compassionate, the most gracious, master of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom you have bestowed your favor and your grace, not of those whose portion is wrath, who bring about destruction on themselves by rejecting your will, nor of those who go astray from your straight path. Amen. With that said, we would like to open by saying that people, we're living in critical times. I know that, and it's a fact, that most people, they are looking at what's happening in the material world, and they are trying to figure out and guessing at, you know, what's going to happen in the future. What is the government going to do? What's going to happen in the future? Well, I can easily share with you what's going to happen in the future. What's going to happen in the future is the same thing that happened in every generation that Allah ever created on this earth, the same thing. If you study history, you will know what's going to happen in the future. And the history of the world and the history of humankind, is in the Holy Quran. Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, he began history. He's the beginner of history. He began history, and he's going to end our history in this world. So I'm trying to be in the spirit with your knowing, sister. It's kind of distracting. Very distracting. But anyway, I do the best I can, but it's very distracting for me. So anyway, people, you know, this life have no meaning for us unless we are prepared for the real life in the hereafter, in the eternity God created. Again, people, I want to apologize for knowing that I'm hearing, and I'm quite sure you're hearing in the background from the co-host. It's really distracting. I really don't like to talk being distracted like that. And I wish you could hear me and try to, you know, stop that, you know, pause, because it's very distracting. I can't even concentrate on the law revealing his true sympathy with that noise like that. And it's continuous, so, you know, I apologize, people, because it's a distraction from your focusing and concentrating on the message of Allah that Allah has sent us to bring to you today. But anyway, hopefully she'll get together. Co-host, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. I can always be near the phone at the time that you're speaking. I don't always realize that you're bringing me on. So my apologies, yes, but I couldn't be at the phone like this.
Oh, okay, but I mean, the noise was very distracting. I'm not the type of teacher that can teach, you know, with distractions, you know. And Allah say that in the Quran, when his revelation, the truth, his truth is being revealed, listen to his truth with attention and hold your peace. So I'm going to always strive to obey what Allah say. And there's no exceptions, and there's no excuses, no reason. If he said, you got to do your best to try to do it. And if you ain't doing it, strive hard, asking his help to help you to do things the way he say do it. That is a big problem in the world with people today. And the reason the world is in the condition, this terrible condition the world is in today. Most people, and that includes, when you say most people, automatically, all religious people are, in fact, they first. People are people, not what you call yourself by name, politician, religion, no matter what you call yourself, you got people calling themselves gods, goddesses, you got this, kings, queens, and they ain't no king, they ain't no queen, they ain't definitely not no god, and they definitely not no goddesses. That's subhanAllah, meaning that Allah rejects that highly for somebody to associate a partner with him when he's the only creator. He won't forgive you of that sin if you keep doing it. And he said, you will, hell will be your dwelling place. So if you're doing that, you best stop it. Stop it. And know that there's only one creator, La ilaha illallah. No creator but Allah, the one creator of all people and all things. And in the first part of the name of Allah, you can, well, what are the first letters? A-L-L spell what? All, meaning that Allah is all in all, that he's the creator that created all things. He's the all, and La means God in his language, so he's all, all the people in the, and all creation. He's the all protecting creator. He's the all knowing creator. He's the all wise creator of all the things in the heavens and earth. And the most important thing about the problems that people are having is not with politics, it's not with the president, it's not with the religion. The most important thing that people finding themselves in bad condition is because they refuse to accept the creator of their being inside of them, his spirit. They don't want his spirit. He put his spirit in us when he created us as babies. And then when we grow up and we are taught a lie, then we become confused. And we stop sinning, and we are in sin until we die if we don't ever seek the truth. See, the truth is always there. The truth is always there, people. It's just whether or not you want to accept the truth and change your life and stop following your own self. Allah says the problem with most people in this world is because most people look upon themselves as self-sufficient. In other words, what Allah is saying, most people are selfish. And they can blame their evil condition on Donald Trump, on the devil, or anybody else. But Allah is not going to do that. Allah is not blaming Donald Trump for the sins you commit. Allah is not blaming the devil for the sins you commit. You as an individual, human being, you are responsible for your own actions. You have freedom of will. So you can choose good just like you choose evil, your own evil way. And I'll say this at this time and conclude. Allah, the creator of the heavens and earth, say all the good that happens to us come from Allah. And Allah say all the evil that happens in our life comes from our own selves. So now you know how you can solve the problems in your life and in this world. Give up your will. Stop following your way, your will. Submit your will or your ways to your creator who knows best for us. He's all good. So you can't go wrong when you submit your will to his will. But as long as you keep following your will, you always go wrong. And your dwelling place in the hereafter will be the hell fire. But before then, before you die and you're resurrected and judged today, Allah said those who reject faith and him, even in this world, they are they can never have peace. They can never have true peace. Their life will be a life of hell, misery. So with that said, I'm going to stop now, see if there are any comments, and, you know, see if there are any disagreements with what I said, and we will address that if it is, and if not, we will continue the program. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And we want to thank you for joining us this Sunday as we bring to you another beautiful, beautiful discussion. Today's discussion is of people, our life here, but a fleeting moment gone before we can imagine. And as we can see, this is being brought before our eyes more and more each day. And this is what's being brought before us, what we, like Imam Shahid Shabazz says, we have done to ourselves. This coronavirus is something that man is very frustrated with. He wished it would go away, but Allah is the best law. He allowed it to come to him because this is what he's done to himself, to show him the evilness, what he has done to himself, and how he's doing to himself by going against his will and wanting to do what he wants to do. And now he's wants it to go away and don't know when, trying to guess it when it might go away. But it's going to go away the same way it came when Allah chooses for it to go away. And the interesting thing is that they have a social distancing and the mask on your face and all to keep your distance from each other. Even marks on the sidewalks that you go to public places, they will have 6 feet where you stand apart from each other. So no one thought there would be a day like this, you know, when they would be in lockdown, walking around, just trying to take care of their business on the streets. They're in lockdown. They can't socialize together and lock arms together and talk in each other's face like they used to. So this, but this is showing the wrong that you've brought on yourself because of the witness that you have done in life. And so we want to be mindful, people, that we have to face reality that there is no God but Allah, one true God. We only have one God. And we have to serve that God. And to deny him is to bring the harm like we brought now to our own self. And now, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
I thank you, sister. People, we want you all to understand how serious this is. This is no just talking. You know, if you study history, Almighty Allah say, in all history, he said he sent over 200,000 messengers and prophets to the people to warn them, and he sent all kinds of warnings like today. And he said the majority of people rejected those warnings as they do in the day. And he said most of his messengers and prophets that he sent to the people didn't even have one follower. Can you imagine that? And Allah says over and over again in his final revelations in the Quran, most people will not have faith in him. He said most people believe in the things they see. He said, but of the things they cannot see, the unseen reality, true reality, they don't believe in. And even those that say they believe in the unseen, Muslim, whatever, Christian, whatever you call yourself, look at the way they live. That will tell you whether they believe in the unseen. Because if you believe that you're going to stand before your Creator on the day of resurrection and judgment to be judged to determine whether you're going to spend eternity in heaven or hell, you would change your life. You wouldn't keep on living a selfish life, people. But people, rest assured that Allah cannot fail and all his truth will come to pass. You're going to spend eternity in heaven or hell after you die. And you're resurrected from your dead grave in the court of Almighty Allah. So, you know, it's up to you all, you know. We've been had this show, and lots of people come on, and they don't have nothing to say. Well, that's not good. That's not good. I'm not going to say that's good. Why shouldn't you have something to say? If you want to allow tell us, communication is the key. I mean, how can you communicate even in school? How did you learn? You know, you had to ask the teacher questions. The teacher didn't just teach, and say, don't ask no questions. They say the same thing in the Christian religion, all denominations. Don't question the word of God. What God they talking about? They not God. They really saying don't question the word of your preacher or your rabbi or whatever. Who in the hell are they not to be questioned? No, you don't question the word of the true creator of the heavens and the earth because he's all-knowing. Human beings know nothing. We human beings know nothing. Our creator is all-knowing. So, people, you know, like I say, I'm going to read out of the Holy Quran, the final revelations of Almighty Allah, so you'll know and understand directly coming from above, you know what you need to do to prepare yourself because the coronavirus, that really is very small and compared to what's to come for you if you keep on living selfish lives like most people are, selfish, doing their own thing. Allah says in the Holy Quran, his final revelation in Surah 6, verse 11. Allah says, but first I want to read the footnotes at the top. Allah says, those in stubborn or obstinate rebellion against Allah's will, Allah says, they are merely deceived and they deceive each other. Allah says, leave them alone. But Allah says, trust and obey Allah's will openly and in the inmost recesses of your heart. Allah say the plots of the wicked people in this world are but plots against their own soul. So you can see wicked will never prevail in this world. Allah say even if Allah did send unto most people, the angels and the dead did speak unto them. And Allah gathered together all things before their very eyes. Allah says they are not the ones to believe. That is those who refuse to believe. Allah says unless it is in Allah's plan. But Allah says most people ignore his plan. Allah says likewise did Allah make for every prophet and messenger an enemy, evil ones among human beings and jinns, evil spirits, and spring each other with flowery discourse by way of deception. Allah said, if it had been his will, so if he had so planned to me, it would not have done this. But Allah said, leave them and their inventors alone. Allah said, to such deceit, let the hearts of those inclined who have no faith in the hereafter. Just one moment, please. Bear with me patiently. Allah said, thus have Allah made a living to each people as people's own doing. So Allah saying what the sister said, people in every generation, the evil that's happening to us today, that's the wrongs, we bring it on ourselves. Allah said he just make it alluring, make it open so everybody can see. Allah said in the end, well, they all return to their Lord. And Allah say, then shall Allah tell them the truth of all that they did. So I'm going to stop right there. And, excuse me, I was reading another page. Allah say, bear with us, people, because we don't get that input from you, so. We have to take our time. Allah says here, seek. Let the hearts of those who reject faith in Allah, who have no faith, let them incline toward evil. Allah say, and let them who have no faith in Allah, let them incline towards evil, and then hereafter, let them delight in it. And that those who have no faith in the hereafter, let them delight in the evil that they're doing now, and go on in it. Allah said, let them earn from this evil in this world what they earn from it. Allah said, we seek for a judge other than Allah, when Allah is the one who have sent unto you the Quran, the book, the Holy Quran, explained in detail. Allah said, the unbelievers know full well to whom Allah have given the Muhammad. Allah said that have been sent, he sent down his book as revelation, the Quran to Muhammad, from Allah in truth. Allah said, never then be of those who doubt Allah's truth. Allah said, his word finds fulfillment in truth and in justice. Allah said, none can change his words. Allah said, for he is the one who has spirit and knoweth all things. Allah said, if we were to follow the majority of people on the earth, they will lead us away from the way of Allah. Allah said, most people on the earth follow nothing but conjecture, guessing at the truth. And he said, they do nothing but lie. Allah said, thy Lord, Allah knoweth best those who have strayed from his straight path. And Allah said, he knows best those who he received his guidance. We will stop right there and say that I hope that you got some understanding. I was pausing and stuff because I want you to really get the message that Allah is letting you know, your Creator is letting you know that you need to really take it serious about preparing for the hereafter. I know some people like me, spiritual people, and most people don't even believe this way. Most people think every day, I've lived another day. I thank God I live another day. But do you really realize that you ain't living a day? Every day you live, you'll never live a day. You want to know why you'll never live a day, people? I tell you why you never live a day. Because Allah said a day is like, of our time, is like 1,000 years to him. So nobody will never live a day. So we ain't going to begin to live and have life and know what we're going to spend our real life until the day of judgment. You know, the day of judgment and resurrection is like when we go to sleep at night. And when Allah put his life back in thy body, it's like a resurrection. He rises us up again. Why? Rise us up again so that we may learn wisdom and come back to his goodness, come back to his righteousness, come back to his justice. So people, I pray that you don't take this lightly. I'm not trying to impress you. I'm not trying to get a rise out of you. I'm just talking plain, right down to earth, so you can understand what Allah is blessing me to say to you. And that is that the hereafter, Allah say, is more important for you than your life in this world. Allah says this over and over again in this revelation. And also Allah say, all the material things that you have here and yourself, you can't take with you when you die. So Allah say, he created you bare, naked, and alone. So Allah say, he gonna, when you die, he called you to death, you gonna die the same way. And he said, you didn't have nothing when you come here, and you won't have nothing when you leave here. Even if here you have $20 trillion, you won't have a penny on the day of judgment. Because this world is not the real world. It's only the world Allah put us here to be tested. To test our faith to see which of us would be best in our conduct. And Allah gave us a head start on the evil before he put us in this world. He said he created the nature of good in every human heart, every human being. So by nature, we're good. So when we are able, Allah bless us to reach the age where we can distinguish right from wrong, if we are continuously taught the truth. It's easy for us to do good because it's already in our nature. But Satan, the one that we call the devil, when Allah, the creator, put him out of heaven, he told Allah, he said, I'm going to change the nature of most human beings. And what he meant by that was this. He meant that you created them with a good nature. I have them following evil, like evil is their nature, and they're going to be loving evil where you created them to love good, to love you. And has not Satan proved what he said to Allah to be a fact? Yes, he has. Yes, he has. Most people love evil. Most people will listen at a lie before they will the truth. Most people, the truth can come to them, but they will reject the truth because they refuse to change their life from the way they want to live. They don't want to live the way their creator wants them to live. So, people, it's time for Allah say, and this is the last go-round, Allah say, this is our last chance to come back to our creator. To come back to his goodness, to come back to his righteousness. And people, Allah say, read the Quran, please, if you will, because you will find out for yourself what your creator say going to happen to you, not just in the hereafter, but now. He's not going to keep sending us warnings. Even when he put down President Donald Trump, let him be the president, because he's in control. He allowed him to be the president. And for a great reason. Everybody know how Donald Trump is. And Allah put him in the White House. So at the world leading government in the world, to let all people in the world know, this is how you are not to be. Change, people. This man is not in the government. They don't care about you. They care about themselves. So people, don't be selfish with one another. And because of him putting him in there, people have begun to help each other more because he have cut off so much money, economics, so that people, we got to help each other just to survive. So Allah allowed that to happen to try to let the people know, hey, I'm not going to continue to take care of you. And you are disobeying me. You see? So he put that type of president in there to wake you up to your own evil doing. People, every one of you on the planet Earth, you got evil in you. You're doing evil. You're going on liking your evil. You love it, that is a matter of fact. And Mr. Donald Trump, he loves his evil. So when you see Donald Trump, you see somebody that is a leading man in the world, you don't want to be like him. So he's a sign that you need to change your life and not be like that. Allah says in my conclusion right now that he created us as human beings, nature, and tribes of the world that we might get to know and love one another, not that we might get to hate and despise one another. So people, as you can see, Allah says also only the true believers in Allah, the Creator, will be successful in this world and be able to change this world back to just a just world, a good world, And he said those who like Donald Trump opposing that, they will definitely be unsuccessful. They will surely fail to change, to keep his world oppressing people, to keep his world unjust for his people. He said they definitely, he guaranteed they're going to fail. So it doesn't matter what people think or what they believe. They, everybody got opinions, but our opinions don't account for nothing. The word of Allah is the word that's going to prevail. Not our opinions, not what we think, not what we feel. No. The word of Allah. And Allah say in my conclusion, whose word can be truer than the one who knows all? Allah is all-knowing, all-wise, all-powerful. So who can stop the power of Allah from changing this world, changing Donald Trump, changing you and your evil ways? And I mean not just changing you, forcing you to change to be good, but change you by eliminating you out of his creation, wiping you out like he did the people of Pharaoh when they refused to follow his prophet Moses, peace be upon Allah, wiped them out in the sea, in the ocean, the sea. And he say, all the time, every time until there's no more human beings to live on earth, when the world gets wicked like this, he's going to wipe out all the wicked people and leave the good people here to enjoy themselves without being disturbed by you evil people who are all in the self, worshiping yourself, your flesh desires, your material things, worshiping your children, your family, worshiping political figures, worshiping so-called movie stars and celebrities, professional athletes and all kinds of things like that, sport and play. See, he said he didn't create the world for you to worship none of those things. He created you to worship him and serve him of the Creator and him alone. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabab, the Reality of the Creator. We want to thank you for joining us again this Sunday, as we have been off the air for a couple of Sundays, trying to get ourselves together and trying to renew our subscription. You know, you have to pay for these programs and all, and so that we can bring you a better quality of teachings and all, and bring back the truth to you. As we know, the truth in our days is hard to find because most people want to satisfy what you want them to say so that they can feel good from the evil that they're doing. And very few people will bring the truth to you, but you will realize that Imam Shahid Shabab, this is quite his tongue. He comes directly from the truth book, the Holy Quran, and he brings it to you as a warning and a reminder. So people, please listen carefully and be thankful that you have from the lucky man, Shahid Shabab, who's willing to sacrifice to bring this truth to you so that you can get your life together. And as you're speaking, I was reading Quran, also trying to follow him and his teachings today. And a surah that I read, some of the ayats that I give, a couple of them was, when they came to thee, they say, we believe. But in fact, they enter with a mind against faith, and to go out with the same. But Allah knows fully all that they hide. Many of them dost thou see, racing each other in sin and transgression, and the eating of things forbidden. Evil indeed are the things that they do. They say, why do not the rabbis, the doctors of law, forbid them from their habit of uttering sinful words and eating things forbidden? Evil indeed are their works. And that reminded me that they had about two of the priests in the Vatican that had molested some boys. So how can they remind you of your evil and tell you about what you're doing wrong when their evil is worse than the evil that you're doing or just as bad? So this is the time that we're living in. You can't trust your priests and rabbis or your religious leaders. Everyone is doing evil. But people, You have to know which way is the best way, the right way. And you have to go and search, seek the truth, and you can find the truth. And people, you must listen carefully and observe also, not just listen to what's being said, but observe those who are teaching to you what they're saying, you know, and the life that they're living and striving to live. And then that will help to guide you in the way it's best for you to go to live the life that you know is right and best for you to live to please your Creator. There is but one way. And God said, what religion that you say you're in? Or how spiritual you say you are? The truth is being taught in all religions as to the best way to live the life that pleases your Creator and that He's asked to design for you to live. As you're living that life, people, then you will have no worries because you will know within yourself that you're following the direction that He's asked you to go and you're pleasing Him. And we want to thank you again for Imam Shaheed Shabazz and his teachings. And we ask you for our forgiveness for not being able to come on the time to begin to shoot Sundays that we missed. And we're thankful to Allah that we're blessed to be on again. And we pray that from now on we will be blessed to come on. And now I give to you again, Imam Shaheed Shabazz.
Thank you. First of all, I want to say, I heard you say, and I've heard you from time to time say, and I know you mean well and your intentions are good, but you say all people, when you say all people are doing wrong or whatever, but we can never say that. We have to be conscious that Allah, ain't none of all Allah's people are in the wrong. Ain't none of all Allah's people are going against His will. There is a few of us people who are obeying Allah, and I know because I'm one of them, and if you're one of them, I'm no other. But I just want to correct, because that's something to be corrected, because if all people were doing wrong, then I believe Allah would destroy this whole world. That's my belief. So it's never been a time when all people were doing wrong. Going back to the beginning of time, yeah, this is important. This is important to emphasize because, you know, like I say, if we wouldn't have no hope if all of us was doing wrong. We wouldn't have no hope. Nobody, it wouldn't be no purpose of Allah leaving us around here. If all of us was doing wrong, Allah would wipe us all off the earth right now and create an entire new world where there were some people who was obeying Him. That is the way that is. And that's all. It's just to emphasize that. That's my job. I'm going to do my job. But if you want to comment, go ahead on. If you want to respond, go ahead.
Yes, I want to thank you and I apologize because I certainly did not realize I even, because I'm a teacher, and I teach that there's no such as all of anything, and I certainly do realize that I use that term, and if I did, please, I ask you for your forgiveness, and those who hurt me say that, because I definitely was not conscious that I was saying anything using the term not at all, because there's no such as all in anything that we do. There's always an exception to those who are, even though they might be in a small minority. There are always those who are doing, starting to do right. We have that portion, and we have those who are doing wrong. So we cannot use anything like that, go to the extreme in anything as a term all. And I strive not to use that term and do apologize if I did. Thank you for bringing that to my attention.
You're quite welcome. I just have to do that, sister, because, you know, Allah wants us to know that even give other people hope. The few people that are obeying Allah and sincere, we ought to be hope for the people who don't believe in Allah. So there's got to be a group, you know, Allah always said righteous people, and there's always been groups of righteous people. But Allah said the majority of people in his, that he created from the beginning of time, he said the majority of people have always been rejectors of faith in him. And but Allah is not concerned. I want the people to know this about your worship or your praise, people. He mentioned over and over again in the Quran that when we do good, it goes to benefit our own soul. Why? Because Allah's free of all needs, worthy of all praise. There's nothing we can do for Allah. When we do good, it don't benefit Allah. When we do evil, it don't take nothing away from Allah's power and control over the heavens and the earth. So we must understand, if we want to, it's a choice. You don't want to go to hell. You must understand that, you know, you need to start right now, today. Not to, don't talk about I'll do it tomorrow and then putting on serving your Creator, because He may take you at any time. He's taking people without notice. I had a sister, my older sister, and everybody, she was a minister in the Christian faith. She was so loving and kind and good to the children and everybody, and they just call her mother, and the teenage gangsters, drug dealers, all of them, they loved her. And she looked like she was in perfectly good health, and all of a sudden, she was gone. Allah took her. I still think about that. So don't think that you are invincible. Allah can't do you like that. And I'm saying that to you all who are listening, and I hope you all take this back to oven and let them know that Allah say, not me, that when He take anybody, call anybody to death, realize the next one to be you. So the question Allah say then is you going to be, are you going to be prepared? I heard a song by a group called the Modulation, singing group in Durham. They say the pressure is so great out here on the people, their minds are so locked up into confusion, they can't afford to die. Now, that's a hell of a thing when you can't afford to die. You're going to die, but if you ain't right, you living in evil, you can't afford to die, because why? You're going to hell. So while you're here, this is time to prepare for the real life in the hereafter. We're going to emphasize this throughout the whole talk. Everything here, beginning with yourself, you'd say my car, my money, my home, my children, my this, my that, my nothing. You don't own anything. So you need to quit talking about my. Did you create it? Did you create yourself? I'm going to ask you this right here. Did a man and a woman create children? Most people will say, yeah, they did not. Allah tells, only the Creator can create life and death. Allah just used the man and the woman to bring other human life into the world. But they're not our children. We don't own anything. If they're your children, when you die, take them with you. Can you take them with you when you die? They're not yours. My money. Can you take your money with you when you die? I know a man, one of the richest men in this world. He had $350 billion. He dead. He ain't got no more money. He couldn't take it with him. Even if they had put the money down in the hole, if they put him down in the dirt, a hole, hey, look, and nobody touched the money would soon turn to dust, just like his body. Don't nothing leave this world, material or physical, and go back into the world of Allah. The world of Allah is a spiritual world. And all that goes into His world, lives in His world, is spiritual. So we need to really check ourselves as individuals, and that's ourselves. I'm saying, we need to ask ourselves, what if it is a hell? I'm taking a hell of a chance not to try to prepare for it, because once that day arrives, the judgment day, and you should ask yourself, if my record got on it, all evil and selfish wrongdoing, I'm going into that fire of hell to burn forever. Then you, if you took it serious, people, you would be conscious to, I got to change right now. I can't wait. Right now today, I got to stop sinning, stop following my evil ways, and start following the good ways of my Creator. And I want to say to that effect, California had had so many fires here lately, and they said it burned about 3 million acres, more than it had ever before. And this just is a sign of the time. The word of Allah say, in these last days we're in of evil, that it won't be water that will destroy evil with the flood, with Prophet Noah, peace be upon him, but it will be fire that will destroy the evil and wickedness of the people in the world. And we can see that. We can see that. Now, that was a physical fire. And that physical fire is a sign, too. But that's not the fire Allah is talking about. And anybody can believe or dispute me if you want to, and I'll explain myself. The fire that I'm talking about, that Allah is talking about, that's destroying the world. Most of the people in the world, you know what that fire is? It's called L-U-S-T-S. It's lust. Lust is the fire. If you don't put out the fire of lust in your life, then your lust will lead you to the real hellfire. It's our false desires of the lust of our flesh that leads us into sin, evil, and wickedness. This is why Allah says, the Almighty Creator, that He will never change your bad condition until you first change your desire in your heart from that of desiring evil to coming back to desire Allah's good pleasure. Desire to please your Creator. And you can, and he'll help you change your life. He'll make it easy for you to change your life when you desire to please Him, Allah, and not yourself. And Allah say with this, and I'm going to conclude for now. Allah say hearts, H-E-A-R-T-S, do find satisfaction in the remembrance of Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum as-salam. You're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabab, Reality of the Creator. And today's discussion is, people, our life here is but a fleeting moment, gone before we can imagine. So let's get together, she's saying, and teaching strong people that we should consider how we're living our life each day, and who we are living in for, what we're living for, and who we're trying to please. Because we don't have much time to get together and please the one who created us and be grateful to him. Try to find out why we are here, who we are, and why we are existing. The purpose of being here to please him. And try to be pleased him in every way that we feel is pleasing to him. So, well, thank you, Ma'am Shahid Shabazz, for bringing us this broadcast and taking his time out to bring us the truth and the life that we should be living and to let us know why things are happening as they are, because we've gone far astray from the way in which our Creator had intended for us to live on this earth. And now, again, you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, and these last few moments we will let him summarize, as we have 5 minutes left now. And I give you again Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Okay, since our time, people, have been cut short, we're going to shorten this. We're going to say that there is only one Creator for all people. There's no three gods in one. There's no human being that's a god. There's no part of creation that's a God. There's only one creator, and that creator is unseen. He's spiritual. And he hears and knows all things, people. So he hears and know what you're doing. And he said you're going to be brought to account, accountability on the day of judgment for everything you do in this world, for your desire of the heart, your thoughts, and for your actions. So, people, take this serious. Take this serious. This is no, it's no time for playing games. Letting yourself cause you to play games with Satan, the devil. He's the top game player. And Donald Trump represents the devil's way for us to live. Not to live, but to go. Follow. An evil path. So you should thank Allah that he is put there as the leading man or president in the world, so you can take a look at yourself and say, do I want to be like that? No, I don't want to be like that. Because he's making billions of people around the world suffer just by him and the other governments of the world, the United Nations, you know, withholding the money from the people. But Allah is allowing this because Allah wants the people to know that he's not going to keep on just giving you money so you can drink liquor, alcohol, smoke drugs, so you can use the money to do all type of freakish, ungodly things to each other. He's not going to do that. So, people, Allah created the world in morality and justice, in good morality and justice. And he's getting ready to turn this world around, to make over this world, to destroy the evil part of this world and bring in all his good back again and once and for all until that he destroyed this whole universe. And with that said, I'll close with prayer. There is no God but Allah. Allah is one without partners. We give all praises to Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth. We ask his mercy. We ask his forgiveness if we said anything that he wouldn't have us to say from his knowledge, because he's all-knowing, and we pray that he'll always keep us under his guidance. We pray for you all, people, that you will make a change in your life right now, today, not tomorrow. Tomorrow's not promised for anyone. Make a change today and give your life back to your Creator, his goodness, his justice, and his mercy, and his grace, so that you can save not your body, because you're going to die, but so that you can save your immortal soul. And with that said, we give all thanks to Allah. We say, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the guardian, the evolve of all creation, the cherisher and sustainer of all the world, the most gracious, the most merciful, the most compassionate, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine alone do we seek for help. Allah, show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy favor and thy grace, not of those who earn your wrath and who earn your wrath and who go astray from your straight way. We ask you to protect us from being of those people who reject faith in you, Allah, and follow their own evil and wicked ways. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz. Join us again next Sunday, same time, 12:00 p.m. And have a great day.
That promise was kept true. There was so so much work to do. But something special about you, and that something told us the time had come, and you would be the one who fulfilled all the hopes, all the dreams and prayers, and get the job done. There were many roads and obstacles and pain along the way, but you never went astray. You only grew brighter every day. Brand new mind, you're humble and patient, strong and kind. When looking your eyes, in one can see a message of love and harmony, respect from the world community. So many leaders hold you high, denouncing all hate and bigotry. Example of what a good man should be. No vanity, cheap, and tricks or lies. Yet you are the star that lights the sky. So many been touched and blessed by you along the way. And we only hope and pray that you, yes, you get brighter every day.
All this mess keeps coming in here. I have grown. Mm-hmm. That's what I usually have, so I'm sticking with it. Let's look at his phone. And this stuff is it. I'm also the one this way. Let me know who you want to be on. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Man, it looks good for someone. What's happening? Lord, I shouldn't say that. I didn't take my message, I didn't do it, so it's something else. But I didn't. Late now, so what I'm going to do is just
I must be good. Yeah.
I'll keep sharing. Well, it's nice one. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yes.